And now we turn our attention to supersonic travel. Since the demise of Concorde over two decades ago, the return of this has been slow. But a major milestone was achieved yesterday when Boom Supersonic completed its first flight. The jet, built by an American company, is billed to be the world's fastest airliner. In a test flight yesterday over the desert in California, it broke the sound barrier for its first time. It also marks the advance of a bid to resurrect high-speed passenger flights. Let's have a listen to that moment when the company Boom Supersonic announced its jet had broken the sound barrier.
There we are. XB1 is supersonic, faster than the speed of sound. We've got confirmation from the control room that she is supersonic. What a wonderful achievement. Geppetto and the whole team know what a really historic moment this is. The first civil aircraft independently constructed that has ever flown supersonic. And Geppetto is the first pilot ever to do it. It is a really thrilling moment.
And we can see her right now watching it.
And afterwards, Blake Scholl, the CEO of Boom Supersonic, spoke about the achievement.
Today was just a huge, huge day. This is the first civilian supersonic flight in 22 years. The first time a civil supersonic jet built in America has broken the sound barrier.
And Simon Calder is the Independent's travel correspondent who joins me now to tell me more about this significant milestone. Good morning, Simon. Morning Ireland spoke to you 22 years ago about Concorde's last commercial passenger flight, and now you're here this morning to update us on Boom Supersonic. Could you just, though, first remind us about that travel dream and this return to it?
Well, yes, I'm actually speaking to you from London Heathrow Airport, where on the 24th of October 2003, we had the last Concorde in commercial service landing. There was simply no demand for them. Cost of maintaining them and flying them was enormous. So British Airways, the only airline at that stage operating them, said, we're going to close it down. Since then, everything has slowed down. And there have been, as you say, many attempts to try to get back into the supersonic realm, of which XB1, this kind of jet set name, looks most certainly the best place. But don't be booking your flight from Dublin or indeed Shannon, which I think could become a bit of a supersonic hub for Europe just yet, because there's quite a long way to go. We saw this testbed aircraft going through the sound barrier last night. But after that, there's a very long way before you're building planes capable of carrying 800 people at 1.7 Mach, which is roughly a few hundred miles an hour slower than Concorde, but you're still going to get to New York pretty quickly.
And just, I suppose, in terms of flight times, because ultimately that is what it would be trying to do, how would it compare, or the goal to compare to standard airliners?
Well, the big problem, of course, with Concorde was that it couldn't actually get very far. London to Washington was about as far as it could get. This is actually going to make all its money on the Trans-Pacific routes. So connecting California with Japan, for instance, almost all of it flying overseas. So therefore, supersonic booms don't matter too much. And that is going to reduce the time from a current kind of 12, 13 hours, maybe to as little as 6 or 7. And that's why the order book so far includes American Airlines, United, and Japan Airlines. So far as I can tell, Aer Lingus and Ryanair have not signed up for these supersonic jets.
You said it's a while off yet. The pre-orders are coming in still. But I suppose a big question will be is how sustainable would this be going into the future, and is it possible?
Oh, completely unsustainable. Yes, they say they're designed to run on 100% sustainable aviation fuel. Well, there just isn't enough sustainable aviation fuel, and there's big questions about how sustainable it actually is. So, no, this is completely incompatible with carbon emission targets and so on. But so many things are. I'm here at Heathrow. We're expecting the UK Chancellor, Rachel Reeves, in an hour or so to say we're going to expand Heathrow again. That's good for growth. It's not great for carbon.
And just back to Boom, I mean, the speed that its jet reached is quite remarkable. But what next? You said it is a long journey before you'll actually see it happen as a commercial airline, if it does at all.
Yes, well, the big problem is, and hats off to them, great to go supersonic as a private venture. They've got to sort out the engines, and the engines that they want to use, don't actually exist. Rolls-Royce were going to to make them, then they walked away. And so it looks as though Boom Supersonic is going to have to start from scratch, which is going to be a huge problem. And only then, you know, maybe in 6 or 7 years' time, will we be in a position where actually this aircraft might fly. And then you've got all the environmental problems. But as I say, I think Shannon is extremely well placed to have a big supersonic base with people connecting there to airports right across Europe.
We'll have to wait and see. Simon Calder, thank you for bringing us back to the future.